Sophie Park is a member of the UVA Music Department's DMP Class of 2021. You'll be able to watch her recital live on the UVA Music Department's website and YouTube page on April 10th. Today, we'll hear about her decision to play a Bartok Rhapsody.
The second piece that I'm playing is a Bartok Rhapsody. So the reason why I picked this piece and Bartok is because my violin professor here at UVA is Professor Sender, and he specializes in Hungarian music, in Bartok as a composer. So I remember when I was doing research for this piece, he sent me an article to read, and I read it and thought, wow, this is so well written. And then in my next lesson, we're talking about it, and I find out that he's the author.
Sophie told me that Bartok wrote this piece with inspiration from Hungarian folk music.
I would describe it as very influenced by Hungarian folk music. There are a series of themes that come up throughout the first and second movement, but all these themes are directly transcribed from folk music. So the first movement has two, the second movement has four melodies, and they just come in sequentially from each other. So the music that Bartok was referencing is Hungarian folk music. I would describe it as raw and unpolished, almost. I guess unpolished can have negative connotations, but it seems very carefree the way that the singers are expressing these melodies. The way that I tried to play this piece has changed, and in the beginning I was trying to be very careful with how I placed the notes, but I think after listening to some of the recordings, because Bartok made recordings of a lot of these performers, I kind of changed my style to be less concerned with like the actual pitches and more with the sometimes brash, sometimes noodly, not carefully placed way.
Come back tomorrow to hear about Sophie's third piece for her DMP recital. You can watch Sophie on Saturday, April 10th at 1 p.m. Details at music.virginia.edu.